And stop. Hello, dear cast fans, and welcome to episode 50-something or other of your number one Metal Gear Solid fan podcast. I am your host for this week, and for probably quite a number of weeks after this, depending, Mr. Calvin Black. This week, the guests with me, co-host sounds a bit more nice, are Jordan Wyatt from Invercargill, New Zealand.
Hello. Yay.
Oh, he's dead. Oh.
No, hi everyone, I'm alive and coming to you from Invercargill, New Zealand. Oh yeah.
Yeah. And now, coming to you from California, America, it's Javier Bastanat.
What's up, guys?
And a special guest on this episode, coming to you direct from Hungary. I'm not entirely sure the exact location, Shoma, I apologize. But anyway, coming to you from Hungary is Shoma Bayro or something. Introduce. Yeah.
Yes, thank you very much. Hi, guys, and I'm from Hungary and from Debrecen. It's the city called. And thank you for the opportunity to be here. I'm ready to roll. So
that's good. Just to inform the fans, Shoma is a loyal Twitter follower, and I asked if he wanted to be on the show, and he gladly accepted. And so for this brand new year, we are starting it off with a bang with a new guest. So, starting off, as is customary on the show, we shall be doing a bit of interrogation here, Shoma. Apologies. So, first of all,
I'm ready.
You should be. And here's
Let's
why.
Bring the electrocution machine.
Oh, you haven't even got a clue.
Roll it out.
Press the circle button repeatedly to regain your strength. When you've had enough, press the select button to submit. When your life reaches zero, the game is over. There are no continues, my friend. Don't even think about using auto-fire, or I'll know.
Got that, Shoma?
Nice!
I think I got it. So, I'm ready.
Okay.
Just go on.
So, first question. Dun-dun-dun. Can we get a drum roll, please?
I don't have a drum roll.
It's really not that dramatic. Okay, so just a few questions here, Shoma. First of all, just a bit of a vanity thing here. How long have you been listening to the podcast for?
Ooh, it's actually, I don't know if it will be a surprise, but it's 2 weeks, I think. Yes, I'm a new listener. I was just looking on my iPod and searching for Metal Gear on iTunes. And I just saw the Patriot guest, and it was good. So, and I saw you guys on Twitter, and so that's how I'm here now. And I listened to, I think, like 10 episodes. So I listened almost every day in the past 1.5 weeks, I think. So
cool.
Yeah, so I became a big fan in 1.5 or 2 weeks. So
nice.
Oh, yes, that's fine.
Here's me thinking you're going to say that you'd listen to about 2 episodes. So 2 weeks, and you've listened to about 10 or so podcasts. That's a good record there. Unfortunately, you kind of demolished my question about how did you find the podcast? But oh well.
So turn up the voltage for that.
Well, I was gonna say that that's the beauty of you know the world we live in now, that everything is, you know, within thumb's reach instead of arm's reach now, because we can just go into our iPods, iPhones, and just look for something and it pops up real quick. So now we probably will have some more new listeners like Shoma. And yeah. I just find it very, very good, very nice. I think that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yes, and
for a very new listener, you already made your way into the show. So congratulations.
Yes, Yes, thank you. And it's amazing to be here. I mean, I was listening to you guys, and now I'm here sitting and talking with you. So it's a pleasure.
Indeed, you are braver than most. Namely, I listened for about eight months before actually contacting Andy. So, and you listened for 2 weeks. So you kind of shamed me there. Okay, moving on then. What was the first Metal Gear game you played?
This will be a surprise also, I think, to you guys, because it was Peace Walker. And if you don't mind, I have to talk a little bit more here because it's a little bit longer story, if you don't mind.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay,
go ahead.
So it was actually, in February or sometime there when I saw a video of Metal Gear Solid Peace Walker, and I said, wow, this game is just has this mystical feeling in it, and it's these robots and you can sneak, and but it's also a war game. So I became excited about it, and then I waited for the release, and I played it, and I think it was an awesome game. I know that Jordan thinks that it wasn't, but I think it was, and after that I really got in this Metal Gear Solid thing. So for Christmas I asked for a PS3, so I'm a new PS3 gamer, and I also asked for Metal Gear Solid 4. So maybe it's not the best place to start the Metal Gear Solid franchise. I don't know how do you guys think about it, but it just grabbed me. So I thought I had to start with the 4, and I played and I finished the 4 in like a few weeks ago, and I can say that I'm a quite new Metal Gear Solid player. So and now I am playing with Metal Gear Solid 1, and it's a little bit I think it's a very good, but it's maybe not the best start to start with Metal Gear Solid 4 and Peace Walker, but it still grabbed me, and I'm starting to get all the story things. And,
yeah.
But I don't know. I know what you guys think about Peace Walker.
Let me ask you a question, Shoma. You said you saw the trailers and you got excited about it.
Yeah.
Did you feel the same after, like, let's say, after you finished the game or after you were into the game for a little while? Did you feel that it was still grabbing you the same way?
Yes, but maybe because I didn't play it with the other Metal Gears. Because it's good, but after I played with Metal Gear Solid 4, I think it's not that good. But the highest excitement point in Peace Walker for me, it was when you have that last stage before you fight with the Peace Walker for first, and there, when you first hear the heavens divide.
Yes.
And it's so epic. So I thought,
indeed,
oh my god, it's almost like in a film. So fighting and this epic music comes and all the stuff, and I felt that I'm in a I'm in a film, like, so it was really a Metal Gear Solid feeling, but
yeah,
yeah.
Well, it's the same feeling. I think we can all agree on every time we play a Metal Gear Solid, even for just a quick moment, but we feel that same thing, that epicness, that sort of we're inside a film. We're like, it's like if it's almost like we're watching and playing a movie at the same time.
Yes, and you really feel this Metal Gear Solid feeling. So you just you feel like so like in a movie, I think.
Yeah, like an action hero type thing.
I don't know if my English is good enough, but
it's good. It is good, but
excellent. It's excellent.
Indeed, Jordan.
It's very exciting to think that you started off with Peace Walker and you went to 4. I hope, and now you're doing 1. It'll be quite interesting
There's
to hear.
There's still hope, Jordan.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to hear once you've played them all what ones you like the best and which ones you think really stood out. Because I think a lot of us would say probably 1 and 3 may be the best, and a lot of people like 2 as well. And hopefully you don't get, you still enjoy Metal Gear Solid 1 after playing Metal Gear Solid 4. It's a great game. It's wonderful.
Yes, actually, I'm enjoying it a lot. And I think that maybe this sneaking thing comes out more in Metal Gear Solid 1 than in Metal Gear Solid 4. Because in Metal Gear Solid 4, I was like, I don't know, I didn't sneak so much, or I don't know, but this sneaking thing comes out more, and in Metal Gear Solid 1, I'm not killing
the guards.
Yes, because if I start to kill them, they just keep coming and coming, and so that's why I just sneak. And in Metal Gear Solid 4, I could kill them and go on with the game.
That was one of the big things I always thought, that as the games went on, it kind of got easier to survive an alert, because in the first one you were just terrified of starting an alert because you would be killed if you got found out, but it was very easy to fight your way out of an alert in 4. Jordan, do you want to say one more thing?
Yeah, sure. I think it's very exciting that you decided to play it a different way at the start, since you've never played a stealth kind of game before, maybe. And 4, they said that they would let people do it either way, that you can just blow everything up, or you can do it by stealth, which is how I've always liked to do it. I always use like the tranquilizer and just like knock people out whenever I can. Metal Gear Solid 1, geez, I was very young when I played that game, and I remember how impossibly hard it seemed to be. Like, you'd get a sort of the wrong kind of noise or anything would set the guards off, and then it would just be impossible to survive the wave after wave, and your radar went away, the Soliton radar. But it's really mind-blowing if you start with 1, and then you go to 2, because they've both got the same Soliton radar. You can see where the guards are looking, the triangle on the map. And then you hit number 3. And 3, I found, you know, Metal Gear Solid 3, Snake Eater, I found it impossible at the start. Even the first Virtuous mission I found really difficult, just hiding in the bushes, and somehow they'd always spot me, even if I had a supposedly high number for the camo index and everything. So it's very exciting, and it's fun to think that you started playing it one way. And yes, Javier, Metal Gear Solid 1 is scary, scary music, and it still keeps me up at night, and I get nightmares. So I hope it doesn't. I hope it doesn't spook you, Shoma. Maybe you're a stronger person than I was.
I don't know, but I just peed in one night, so maybe it was because of the Metal Gear Solid.
Shoma, are you aware of what Jordan's talking about here? Whenever he says with the scary music.
No.
Back in the early days of the podcast, about 2 years ago now, but really just over 1 year ago, whenever it was just Andy playing with a low quality mic, Jordan sent in an audio message, clip, whatever, to Andy, talking about his experiences and views of the game. And did you actually have music playing over the back of that?
Yeah, I had clips in it.
Yeah, he had like this really kind of dark and creepy music playing over the background from the game, and he talked about how the first games really scared him whenever he was a little boy, which we kind of, you know, joke about quite a lot. We kind of used against him an awful lot. But it's all a good jest.
Okay.
But one thing I just want to say here as well, that you say that the first game you played was Peace Walker, and it may not be the best way to get into the series. Well, Jordan, now this is probably the best to ask you this. You may not have liked the game, but as an actual PSP game, compared to the rest, it was a reasonably good PSP game. If not a good Metal Gear game.
No comment.
Oh, fine.
Come on, Jordan. You gotta say that it is better than most PSP games, at least.
But isn't that a bit like saying that piece of crap has a lot of corn in it, and that makes it better than the other bits of crap? I wouldn't want to pay $5 for either.
Just think about it. It's just for what it is. You're just. It's not. Don't compare it to whatever you play on a let's say on an iPhone 4 or anything like that. Just compare it to all the other PSP games. I mean, it's just in that that playing field, not against any other system or anything else.
Okay, let's not go down this road again. We've been down this road too many times.
Come on, Jordan, say it.
Anyway, my point being that the very first game I actually played in the Metal Gear Solid series was Portable Ops Plus.
Okay, so I...
Which had absolutely no story. Then I played Portable Ops, which was also on the PSP, and is widely regarded as even worse than Peace Walker. So, you had a better start than me anyway.
Okay, we started almost the same way.
Indeed. Yeah. Oh, okay, now we're going to have to say, we're going to have to take comments here. Javier, you can go after Jordan. He has a major T here. He's going to explode if he
major
doesn't say
T.
something.
Yeah.
So go.
It's just really weird to think about you guys that didn't grow up playing all of them, and the way I did in waiting years between the games and finding them difficult and indeed scary when you were little, and watching older brothers playing it all throughout the night, and it was terrifying, the music for a little kid on an old CRT screen back in the day. And it's just really exciting and very interesting to think that you guys don't have to wait for all the games. You don't have to wait like 5 years or whatever between the games for the new one to come out. You can rent it or buy it as soon as you finish the other one. And it's a very... I wonder what it'll be like for you guys if you'll enjoy it as much, if you'll enjoy it as more when you play the earlier games, when you play them out of order.
Well, okay, go ahead.
Thanks. Actually, I just defeated Sniper Wolf in Metal Gear Solid 1 today, and I'm enjoying it very much. So, like I said, all these sneaking things come out more in the 1 than in the 4, and I think it's still in 2011, it's one of the best games. So the graphics are all fine, and so. Yes, I think it's a masterpiece, the 1. And the 4 was also very good, but I, as a game, maybe not so much as 1. But it was more like coming from video games to moving to the movies. So it had a lot of cutscenes in it, and.
Just quick question here before I let Javier talk. I just trying not to give anything away. I can't remember. Where exactly do you fight Sniper Wolf?
By the communication tower.
No, wait.
After you defeat Psycho Mantis, and then you have to go through the place where there are wolves.
Yes. I know what you're talking about now. It's just not to give anything away, but Jordan and Javier and I were not exactly clear on what you meant whenever you said you'd just beaten Sniper Wolf. Isn't that right, guys? Could you mind read?
No. Yeah, I know what. What you were. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So Javier.
So what was I gonna say? This was such a long time ago. Well. Just to recap, he was talking about how he just played the Peace Walker, right? And he's starting probably from the last game. And then now he played Metal Gear Solid 4. Just for kicks, I think you should have gone Peace Walker, Metal Gear Solid 4, Metal Gear Solid 3, Metal Gear Solid 2, and then Metal Gear Solid 1.
Maybe.
You can just
I
you can do the story in reverse, but then it's going to make less sense than even before. Also, you were saying about which one was the one you said was most difficult for you to sneak?
The Metal Gear Solid 1 is more difficult, but the sneaking comes out more than in the 4.
Yeah, well, that's something I was going to say. You know, the earliest games have way more sneaking, and I believe that's probably because of maybe size problems on the files or whatever when they were doing the game. But actually, Metal Gear Solid 2 for me was one of the most difficult to sneak. Because of all the, I don't want to give too much away, but there's a lot of narrow corridors and stuff like that. So,
way to ruin it, Javier. Way to ruin it. No point in playing the game now, show me.
What? I gave away all the story. The whole thing is about corridors.
The dude's played Metal Gear Solid 4, though, so it's not like it's going to be like, you know.
Yeah, it's not a complete...
It's nanomachines, remember, Shoma. Everything's nanomachines.
Everything's nanomachines, but yeah, I mean, I think you're doing it well. I mean, Metal Gear Solid Peace Walker was actually sort of like, should I say, like a recap of the whole, maybe the whole beginning of the story, so... You haven't missed much. I mean, and if you're already playing Metal Gear Solid 1, maybe you're gonna start getting everything better than before.
Yes, maybe.
Okay. We'll continue with the questioning in just a sec. Just want to say one thing. I would kind of know. Jordan was saying about how he had to wait 5 years at a time before each game came out. Yeah, and me and Shoma anyway, just kind of can go out and buy them secondhand or whatever. And seeing as Peace Walker was actually the first game since I'd picked up playing the series that I had to wait for, you know, I was actually for the whole year anticipation building and all that. I can kind of say this because I can know what it's like, but I think that the way I got into the series. Kind of, you know, scouting out game shops, trying to desperately find the clear box that marked out it being a Metal Gear Solid game. And every time I found one, I always find that great. It was a great feeling just to go, great, I'm never going to find Metal Gear Solid 3.
Yeah, same here. I
played all the other ones and I'm never going to find this one. Go down to the game store and it's like, like one copy of it with a slightly broken box that's just sitting there. It's like, I always find that to be a great feeling. Yeah.
I think that's what Andrew found. He always wanted Metal Gear Solid 1. I think he played 2 first.
Oh, yeah.
And he finally managed to find Metal Gear Solid 1 one day, or maybe I'm a bit confused which games it was.
No, I think that's right. Yeah, so I always thought that was a great feeling.
He had to wait in the store for his mother to buy it as well. So he had just like hold the copy of the game as he walked around the store, waiting for like an hour, waiting for his mum to come so he could buy it. He didn't want to put it down because someone else might grab it. It's pretty funny to imagine. Hi, Andrew. But,
if he's listening. So move on to questioning now. I'm not entirely sure what I have to ask now because it's been so long. What was the last question I asked? What was the first game you played? Okay. So, what did you think of Peace Walker? And, what did you think of it just as a whole? Do you think it was a good game?
Yes, I think as my first Metal Gear Solid, it was very good. And it just gave this feeling of this Metal Gear Solid. And then I got more of that feeling in the 4 and now in the 1. But as a whole game, I think it's the best PSP game, I think. because I think there is not so much good games on that platform.
Yeah.
And I actually brought the PSP 2 years ago, and I was... and I thought, oh my god, this is a god console, and so. But it came out that it wasn't so good. I mean, it's not so
terrible.
It's not as
yes, I'm trying to say here, but that there are not so much, not so many good games on it as maybe on the PS3 and Xbox 360 and on Wii. So and Metal Gear Solid Peace Walker is the best.
Indeed. Okay. I have one final question, and I think somebody else actually has a question, but I can't find it in the chat here. Just, what do you think of the incredibly long cutscenes that that feature prominently in the games?
Yeah, in the Metal Gear Solid 4.
Yeah, well, just all the games, because they are kind of renowned for their huge cutscenes and expansive stories.
I think that it's a new way of storytelling. This because. I think that if we mix the movies and the video games perfectly, we will get a new kind of way of storytelling. So not books, not movies, not video games, but this mix of a lot of cutscenes and also. So I think Kojima is. Going in the right way with all these movie parts in Metal Gear Solid, I think. But some of the fans, I don't know if Jordan thinks, but a lot of the fans think that there are too much.
Mm. Okay, well, Jordan, do you want to ask him a question here?
Sure thing. Shoma, out of the games you've played, what would be your favorite character?
I don't know, but I think Snake. I don't know. But
what about the bosses? Do you like which of the bosses did you like best?
I think the bosses in the Metal Gear Solid 4 were very attractive, so it was good. It was good indeed, but
yeah, there was an odd amount of female bosses in that game. The bosses and the frogs as well, all female. Kojima is trying to say something.
And all of the bosses were good. I think, and what Kojima gave them, these background stories, and they were a little bit terrifying, but I think all of the bosses were good, and you can't really find that good bosses in other games, I think, but I don't know how to you guys.
Okay, well, we'll finish up the interrogation with just one last short question. As a series as a whole, how good do you think the Metal Gear series is? Is it the? I don't know how much you're actually into video games, but would you say it's one of the best series you've ever played, or would you think it's okay? What do you think?
No, I think it's the best because. Because, yes, I think it's the best. All of the things what I just said, the good bosses, the new way of storytelling, all of these epic moments in the game, these make Metal Gear Solid the best series in the...
world.
yes, in the world, I think.
Okay, well done. Thank you for answering those questions. Let's see if I can play some kind of inspirational tune just to conclude this here. Oh, I know.
Thanks for that, Kelvin. I feel inspired.
2 seconds, I'm disappearing now. Somebody, John.
Well, this should be a really inspirational tune coming from Kelvin, and I'm sure it'll make me run a marathon. It really was inspirational.
It was incredibly inspirational. Okay, well,
I guess that's gonna be great for editing now.
What do you mean editing? What was wrong with it?
Just kidding, man.
Anyway, okay, well, thank you, Shuma. That was great. You can take a break from it now. You have you
drink some water.
Indeed, I need a drink, actually. Javier has something to talk about, so we'll let him roll straight into it with the news. Diddle-do. Happy working jingle.
Okay. Anyway.
Go.
Yeah, what I wanted to say is for everyone who's listening right now, there is a company out there called Fangamer.com, or that's their website, Fangamer.com. They actually make Metal Gear Solid and other games, a lot of retro gaming inspired apparel. And actually, I bought a T-shirt from them. It's a really cool T-shirt. It's red. It's all red, and it has a yellow symbol in the middle, and it's Metal Gear Solid inspired. It's not exactly like, it doesn't say Metal Gear Solid or anything else, but if you go to their website, you can see them. They're really nice. It says Les Enfants Terribles, which is, you know, the terrible infants, the snakes, and it's pretty cool. It's awesome. I really like it, especially because they're made with real cool material. You know, it's not like those T-shirts that you can buy for $1 or $3 here in the States. It's real good T-shirts from a company actually called American Apparel, which is another company that makes good stuff. they actually have a 10% off discount for all of us and all of you that are listening right now. If you go to their website, once you go onto the checkout, there is going to be a box to enter a code. You are going to enter Riding Dirty, which is RaidenDirty, all together, Riding Dirty. And that's going to give you 10% off of your entire purchase. They have, let me tell you, they have T-shirts. They have messenger bags. They have water bottles. They have pins. If you have a messenger bag and you like to put a lot of pins on it, a lot of people like to do that. They have really cool pins. and actually, my shirt, I not only got a shirt, I got a shirt. I got it came with a sticker of the what's that called? It's not the interrogation sign. I always get them confused. The other one, the alert sign, whatever comes out on top of the guard's head.
The exclamation
a red alert. Exclamation point. Exactly. A sticker of a exclamation point. It came with a paper craft box, so you can make your own Metal Gear Solid box. Nice. And it actually came with a button, with a pin button, which it says Fox Unit, and it has a fox in front. Really professional made. And I thought it was gonna come with dog tags, because a lot of them come with dog tags, with one dog tag, Metal Gear Solid inspired also. Mm-hmm. And I actually went and got in communication with them, and I told them that I actually wanted to buy the tag since it didn't came with a shirt, and they just sent it to me for free on the mail.
Oh, nice.
So they are really nice. I am gonna do business with them again. I really recommend them to anyone who's listening right now. I am not getting paid for this, so this
sure.
is actually.
That's not what you told me earlier.
I've seen his house, man. It's covered in all their gear. Like, he just like sleeps in it, does everything in it.
Okay.
No, yeah. So I'm not even getting paid for this. This is how much I believe in this guy.
Like a great company.
So I recommend them highly. I recommend them highly to all of you who are listening. 10% off right now if you go, man. Just enter Riding Dirty. And I think this is actually going to be until like the 25th or so. I will post it on, I think I already did post it on our forum. So you can check more details over there if you want to.
Have you?
Yeah.
URL.
URL?
Yeah, do you have a URL you can give? Quick, shush.
Well, fangamer.com. Just go to fangamer.com. They have their store right there. And
okay, that's good.
You don't need more than that. Just Fangamer or Google search Fangamer. But it's Fangamer. Fangamer.
Cool. I just to vouch for Javier here. I was on the site as well, and they've got some pretty cool stuff. There was a... Did you look at all their stuff, Javier?
What's that?
Did you look at all their...
Yeah. There's Super Mario Brothers inspired. There's a lot of really
cool.
I
was talking just about the Metal Gear stuff, because the, they had like little bags of some description. I can't remember what they were, which I thought looked really cool. But yeah, looked nice. And lots of free goodies as well, apparently, for whenever you order. But that's good to hear. Will anybody be buying anything from it? Shoma, Jordan? Hopefully, or at least check it out?
I'll be checking it out.
No. If you want to continue, if you want them to sponsor us, you have to say, yes, of course, we'll be buying every day.
Yeah, you can even go and buy the buttons. The buttons are $5, and they're pretty cool. So even if you buy something small, they're going to see a spike on their sales, and that probably going to be impacting it's going to be impacting good on this show, because I told them, you know, that I was going to tell anyone that I could about it, and especially since we got the show. I told them we do the show every Saturday. So they gave me this option.
That's cool. Well, that's good. We have our very first sponsor. Thank you, Javier, for that very much. Of course, as he said, there will be plenty of notes to it in the show notes or whatever you want to call it. Okay, and now moving on to the next bit of news. We're definitely going to have to get a jingle for that in the future. Shoma will be talking to us. See, first day on the show when he's already giving us stuff. He'll be talking to us about the job openings at Kojima Productions. Shoma, want to lead the way?
Yes, I think it's interesting because I don't know if you guys who are listening right now, you read it somewhere, maybe on IGN, but in the past few days there was a big hiring at Kojima Productions, and I think we should talk about it because it's interesting, because they wrote that this is going to be a next generation Metal Gear Solid game. So it's maybe about Rising, but they didn't wrote it's for Rising. They just said that next generation Metal Gear Solid game. So it may be for the
next
and it may be for the next generation of consoles. So PS4 maybe. I don't, because if you think about it, Metal Gear Solid 4 was made for, so they started it in 2004, I think, and it came out in 2008, so it was 4 years to make Metal Gear Solid 4, and if they start a new Metal Gear Solid right now, it may come out on the new consoles, so PS4 or something like that. What do you guys think about this?
That's interesting. Just to clarify here, did it definitely say Metal Gear Solid?
Yes, they said next generation Metal Gear Solid, and they didn't mention Rising. So
there could be yet another one in the works. Will he never make Zone of the Enders 3? It's never going to get here. Then again, whilst he's working on something like that, at least Acid 3 won't be along. Javier, do you want to say something?
Yeah. I actually was, just as he was telling us about this, checking online, you know, and did a quick Google search at Konami or Kojima Productions hiring. And there is actually, and it actually says for the new generation of Metal Gear Solid games. So I think we can... we can think that it's gonna be, you know, more than one new Kojima Productions or in Metal Gear Solid game coming in the future. Maybe, you know, more Metal Gear Solid games are gonna be done in the future, and that has got me really excited, and as you guys know, for like forever I've been trying to look for a job in Konami, so I'm going to be putting my resume in as soon as this show is over.
What are you doing?
What position would you want?
Well, I would like, you know, you have always to start from the bottom. So they always have a quality assurance tester, which is you play the games and you report the bugs and all that stuff, which I think it's pretty cool doing that. And they
sounds
also have
awesome
customer service. They also have bilingual customer service. It says in Spanish, so I can, you know, apply to that. They have a Flash developer, J2ME/BREW programmer, SAP ABAP programmer, senior marketing manager, mobile and social networking. So they have job openings right now on Konami.
You've really done research, I see.
Well, I always go here to their website and check it out and try to apply once in a while to see when they're gonna call me. So cool. I'm hopeful. Maybe now they're starting to hire more people and their offices here are in El Segundo, California, which is like right by the beach, and maybe like 20 minutes away from my house. So I think that would be like awesome to work over there with them.
I can just imagine it. 3 years' time. There's a new KP report out. And Javier's the host this week.
That would be awesome. That would be my ultimate goal, I think.
To be in the KP report.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you can invite us.
Yeah. Like, extend a few invitations.
Oh, hell no.
As soon as I get a higher job, I'll be
the games, right?
Who are those guys?
Screw never those assholes.
Andy Blythe?
Andy Blythe? Andy what?
I'm Javier Busternut. I'm trying to
bring it on. Anyway, Jordan?
Yeah, I was just saying, that's awesome, Javier. And just remember, if you do get a position and you need help with the PSP games, you know, playtesting them, you need someone to scream, "This is shit!" all the time. I'll be glad to help you out with your reports.
Fair enough. Was that actually what you wanted to say?
Sure was.
I was hoping for something a bit more in-depth.
I was trying to be inspirational to Javier, and I support you fully, Javier.
Yeah, I can't remember. Did you link to it on Twitter or something, Shuma? Because I've definitely seen it somewhere. And I just
think yes. It was linked to you guys on Twitter, but not by me.
Because I had a look at it, and I distinctly remember one of the openings was scriptwriter, and I was like, that's about the only job I could get into, because I know nothing about programming or anything like that, or art. So that's cool. We've got to keep an eye open for that. Okay, moving on then. We'll just finishing up soon enough now. Something from me, and then something from Jordan here, and mine's just a short bit. What? Okay. We have been getting a lot of listener feedback over the, months, I suppose, some of which has gone largely unaddressed. Now, we're kind of reaching the upper limits that we had set ourselves, so I'm just going to pick from one source here. On the iTunes store, and Javier, you can do this for me as well, because of course I only see entries on the UK side. If you type in PatreonCast into the iTunes store, well, basically, I just want to give a few shout-outs to those people who have reviewed us on iTunes. I'll read out the names of the people who have reviewed us on iTunes, and if their review is short enough, I'll read it out. And Javier, can you do the same on the US side?
I am trying to open the iTunes, like I said.
Okay, so I'll start off then. So we have, starting from the top, first review, 22nd of April 2010, Mr. Red Helix. Not really important, we'll just skip him. Then the next one was on the 5th of June 2010, 5 stars, epic, by Binio69, who said it's a totally ice cool podcast. Thank you, Binio69, who's actually Donnie. I should probably imagine. And then next up on the 30th of June 2010, really good, 5 stars, Dino. That's weird. Or Dino, sorry. 88A. He says, "Love MGS. Nice work. Do one on Grey Fox." Guys, I believe we did that. Did we not?
I think so.
Did we what?
Yeah. Do one on Grey Fox.
Especially in that terrifying portable Grey Fox. Ops.
Well,
when you get him, you know, he traps you inside the house and he's like...
No. What?
Behind the door and it's like really scary.
But we...
You have serious issues with that game.
Okay, exactly what we did was an episode on the ninjas.
Indeed.
So I think what he wants is it's a whole episode just on Grey Fox, which I think actually it's a good idea if we do a whole episode on Grey Fox. I think he has enough depth as a character that we can actually talk a little about him.
Yeah, well, I was considering doing some more character bios in the weeks to come. But, cool. So we've kind of done that for him. Okay, next one is 5 stars, best podcast on iTunes by Jimmy Mickelson on the 14th of September 2010. It's a rather long one here, but it's very flattering, so I'll quickly read it out. It says, recently downloaded all the podcasts and loved every minute of them. Unfortunately, I've only joined the franchise and played Metal Gear Solid 4 and none of the others. So he's in a similar boat to Shoma was a few weeks ago.
Yes.
He says, I also might be classed as one of you fanboys, as I really enjoyed MGS4, but I'm going to get all the games for Christmas. So actually, that was just Christmas a few weeks ago. So Jimmy Mickelson, if you're still, I think that's a name, or it could be Mickelson or something. If you're still listening, send us some feedback to the address that will be given out at the end. Finally, here's one for the PatreonCast panel. He says, oh yeah, and don't know if you can answer this, but why and how does Raiden shoot electric bolts from the ceiling in Act 4 and 5? He can't remember which act it is exactly.
So well, is this what I mean.
And no saying nanomachines.
I have a theory.
Okay.
It's because... Wait, what? What was the question again?
The question was why and how does Raiden shoot electric bolts from the ceiling in Act 5? I believe it was.
Well, actually, lightning comes from the ground up to the sky, so I'm not sure if he was shooting them up or down. But
point being, how does he shoot the lightning?
It's because he is lightning. He is, you know, that's what they've been doing all this time since Metal Gear Solid 4 until now, or Rising, that is going to come out. He's the lightning, what is it, embodied or whatever.
Something like that.
I am expecting you can do something like that on Rising, and if you don't, I'm going to be highly disappointing.
That'd be cool. A cross between anyone played Infamous? Yeah. I'm going to just...
I have not.
A cross between Infamous and some kind of sword game? Ooh, a cross between Infamous and Assassin's Creed? That is the heavenly game, I tell you. Anyway, so I hope that answers your question. I'm almost sure it doesn't. If you think it doesn't answer the question, then the answer is nanomachines. It's all nanomachines.
It's all nanomachines.
Okay, only a few left now, and they're short. 5 stars, thank you, it says, by Toby Edwards on the 3rd of September, 2010. He says... I have been a huge Metal Gear fan for a while, but unfortunately have very few friends interested in the games. I know how you feel, Toby.
I know how you feel, too.
The pitch, with over 24.5 million units sold, and I know about 7 guys.
And all lonely nerds in their house and no friends.
The picture cast has given me some much-needed intelligent and, of course, fun discussion to listen to. Fix your ties and look smart on everything in Mr. Kojima's creation. It's simply great to hear a bunch of guys have a bit of fun and look over everything from news to Metal Gear lore / history. Good job, and please keep it up. Well, Toby, thank you for your very nice comments, and we sure will. Okay, 3 left, and they're all short. Great podcast, 5 stars, by Smoking Snake, or Smoking Snake, on the 20th of November 2010, so we're getting quite close now. He says, I really enjoy this podcast. I want Jerry back on. I'm new, and I am catching up at only episode 47. Paraphrase there. That's a good point. What happened to Jerry? We've discussed it before, and we don't really know. As it happens, he follows us on Twitter.
He probably might be in limbo.
Oh, no, because he posts to Twitter quite often. We will have to contact him
somewhere.
We'll have to tweet him. Tweet him. Okay. Penultimate one. Great 5 stars by T/Slasher102 on the 8th of December. Download the podcast. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, T/Slasher. You get a thumbs up from Calvin. Final one. PatreonCast. It's titled, quite simply, 5 stars by Chris Levin, perhaps, on the 3rd of January 2011. So that's just over a week ago. So people are still reviewing this even now. He says, this is a great podcast, deserves more listeners. Well, that's true.
Yes, we do.
We definitely do. We get about 200 at the moment. To all you guys, if you're listening out there, spread the word. Join us on Twitter and on Facebook, maybe. I don't know. I'm not too sure what the Facebook status is. Joke, Facebook status. And join us on the forums, but we'll give out all those addresses at the end. Javier, can you give us the US ones?
Yeah, right now I'm actually looking over some of the comments on the iTunes America part. So the first one that I see, it's from April 20th of this year by AGN, and it says, awesome, 5 stars, great podcast that discusses everything Metal Gear. Keep them coming. Second one says, entertaining by Lancelot. Wow, I thought I already knew all the Easter eggs of each Metal Gear game, but obviously I found myself wrong since this podcast revealed the other ones. Interesting discussions since the beginning. I hope you guys do more instead of just once a week. Keep up the good work. Well, just to kind of like say something about this little comment. We can't do more than one a week because we are all in different time zones. So yeah, it's kind of difficult to get together at the same time. And Saturdays is actually our best day to do it. Next comment says, good stuff, 4 stars. Hello, I'm a 22-year-old Metal Gear fan from the States. I love your show. I stumbled upon it while looking around for Peace Walker info. I think you guys are doing well and getting better each episode. I loved when you guys compared Rising to Michael Jackson's Moonwalker. I couldn't stop laughing. Keep them up. Good work. That was actually Jordan and Andrew, right? The ones that said something about Rising and Michael Jackson's Peace Walker.
If it was good, right? I'll take all the credit for it, sure.
If it was good only. Okay, the next one says, amazing, 5 stars by Solid Seth. I like your intro and outro now. Very nice. Once again, good work. I work to say this is probably, I guess he's trying to say probably my favorite podcast out there. I'm always excited for new ones. I also think that it is a railgun on Raiden's back. And that box art is amazing. I'm probably one of the few that liked Raiden before his ninja change and still. Nice, 5 stars by Super D, which it's actually a very familiar name. It says, great show. I always love to hear more info from the MGS series. Isn't Super D actually Sam on the,
yeah,
on the forum? Okay. Epic, five stars by Chaos Connor, which is actually Connor. Keep up the awesome work. This is great for diehard fans and new people to the MGS universe. Keep them coming. Very good by some 5 stars by some guy named Seburo. skip that one because it just says that it's very good. Epic, 5 stars, best video game podcast ever. The host is funny and they are all awesome voices. I think he's talking actually about me. Good job, guys. 5 stars by JH. Been listening since the beginning, and this cast keeps getting better and better. Great job, Andy. Hope you keep doing it indefinitely. Well, Andy, it's kind of busy right now. So, next one is best ever, 5 stars by MGS fan number 27. Best ever podcast, like your thinking and all of the MGSs. Hope you do good in school. Okay. I guess that's for Andy.
I'm taking
And I got two left. One is by Jimmy Joe Jengles. It says, PatriotCast leading the world in MGS news and opinion. Keep up the fantastic work. I opened an iTunes account just to rate this podcast. Showcases a worldview of the MGS universe. Greatly informative, funny, and wildly entertaining. Wow. I'm really pouring it on you to get the point. And the last one is, it says, Sons of the Patriot Cast, 5 stars, by MGS fan number 78. You guys are the best. Please keep on what you are doing and putting them on iTunes. Thank you. And that's it, pretty much. Yeah, those are all the comments on the US.
Javier, can I just ask something? You know the one from Connor? When was that posted?
The Connor, hold on a second. I'll look it up right now. That was actually on 2010, Super D, Chaos Connor, July 27th, 2010.
Just wondered, because he's completely gone off the radar. I have no idea what happened to him.
I know that. I know
it's
that.
It's really quite disappointing, because I liked him. He was a nice guy.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But, you know, they come and go.
Indeed.
But they keep listening. That's the good thing, you know?
Well, hopefully. Connor, are you out there? Shoma?
Yes, sir.
Connor, what are you doing in Jordan's house? Anyway, Shoma, you wanted to say something?
Yes, I just wanted to ask you guys a short question about Rising. That what do you think about this lightning bolt action? So do you guys think it may be as evolutionary as Metal Gear Solid was back then, or not?
Who wants to go first? Jordan or Javier, or should I go?
Well,
whichever one you like. I think we're all gonna give our opinions.
Yeah, I think it'll be okay, interesting. Jordan. This lightning bolt action, I don't really like. Oh, I'm gonna run down the middle of the road and kill everything that moves. You know, I'm not into that kind of thing. Although I do play online shooter games with friends online, but I'm not into that for a single player game. I always was sort of hoping that you'd be able to sort of run along the rooftops and it'd be more like a ninja stealth game than anything, because let's face it, the guy's a ninja, you can move fast, you can do anything, it seems, right? So I don't really think you should have to hide, really. It's just you'd choose to hide. I don't really see how other guns and things could really hurt him so much, or how he wouldn't be able to dodge them or whatever. That's kind of the thing I don't like about all these kind of like supernatural powers and everything. I'd prefer it to be more realistic. So it'll be interesting. Lightning bolt, I sure hope he doesn't shoot out sparks like Javier. Was that what you mentioned? I hope he doesn't shoot out sparks like a sort of Pikachu mode, you know. So hopefully it'll be more realistic, and maybe it is just a more frantic-paced game. Like Calvin said, he thinks a lot of the games were made easier as the games went along. Maybe there will be less stealth to it, and it will just be running around blowing things up.
Well, I'll go next. I actually hope that it's stealth. I hope the lightning bolt action thing is kind of similar to the stealth in Assassin's Creed, as I mentioned earlier, which is a lot of free running all across buildings and pulling off acrobatic jumps and all that. But there is also an aspect of if you get caught by the guard, tons more will come, and it's really easy actually to fight your way out in Assassin's Creed, but that could easily be altered in Rising. I think that would be a good template to work off, because, swords, hopefully, we don't exactly know what the weapons are going to be like, but that would be a good template to work off if it's kind of like guards, whenever the guards see you, you just have to kind of duck down behind walls and all that, and so as they don't cause the alert. But I do think that it's not going to be the same kind of stealth as we've seen in the previous games, which I'm probably going to miss, but have you? Do you want to say anything?
I was gonna say this. The game the plot of the game or whatever, it involves you against a whole army of enemies. So my point of view is that you cannot take on by yourself against the whole army of enemies. That's why you get to do the stealth mode, which is pretty much hiding from most of the enemies and taking out whichever ones are on your way. Of course, there could be different things, like, when I meant about shooting rays because he's, riding his lightning personified. I think that they have done this in other games where there's like a mode or something where you start building up energy, and then at a certain point you get to use that energy sort of like a special power, but then you have to recharge it again, by doing combos or whatever, by getting kills, by getting like different things. So I that's what I meant. I don't mean that he can just shoot sparks whenever he wants to, like sort of like Pikachu, like Jordan said. And another thing is that my hope, and this is just my hope, I don't know what Kojima does, for Kojima Productions, but I think that on my point of view is that since this is a ninja character, we have to go and do it from a ninja sort of fighting style and perspective. Obviously, there's going to be killing because you have a sword. And obviously, there should be ninja, sort of ninja stealth involved into it. And since this is Metal Gear Solid and we have a guy who's a ninja, what better marriage of two stealth, things are there in the world? You know, you got ninja and you got stealth military style. Mm. Indeed. So you can make a good use of that. And this is just me talking, a guy who knows nothing about video games, nothing about production, nothing about anything. Imagine what people that have experience, years of experience, are doing behind, you know, closed doors. So this is all I can tell you, and that's just my hope. I am not saying that I'm right or I'm correct, but that's what I expect.
Okay. Showa?
Yeah, it's interesting how you guys think about it. And but one more question about the Rising game. That what do you guys think? Is there gonna be as much cutscenes as in the Metal Gear Solid series, or without Kojima, this is impossible? So,
well, I'll do that one quickly because my answer is short. No, I think there's going to be a whole lot less cutscenes.
Yeah, I think they already addressed that. They actually said there's not going to be as many cutscenes, but I am expecting still some good long cutscenes, since it is a, you know, Kojima Productions and it's got the Kojima name on it. It's a Kojima game, so I'm expecting some cutscenes, but not as long as before.
Okay then, Jordan, do you want to finish this all up, this section?
Well, I'm lucky enough to have a new story of my own, and thank you for the other PatriotCast hosts for indulging me. I've recently became interested in the world's nerdiest hobby, geocaching. We use GPS devices like an iPhone to track down a location where there's a hidden treasure hidden there, and I've managed to pass on the bug to Donnie, another frequent co-host, and I'm going to make some locations of my own. And so I'll put a box somewhere and people in my area or people visiting my area can find it using the GPS device. It'll tell them how many meters they are away from it, like a compass, and it'll obviously get them down to one when they're standing right next to it, and it'll be hidden somewhere in a bush or in a tree or wherever. And I'm going to make some Metal Gear Solid related ones, and I'd really love if people would contact me or anyone else on the PatriotCast to pass it along, and it'll be really exciting. I'm thinking of some names for Metal Gear Solid ones, so that obviously all have MGS in the name, and I thought for the first one I'd like to do it about Psycho Mantis, and I've made a couple of travel bugs, which are sort of like something with a serial code attached to it, and you send it around the world from one cache to another, so someone will find it in one box somewhere, they'll take it with them, they'll drop it off in another one, and every time they do it, they put the number into the website, and so people can see where it is and how many kilometers around the world it's gone. Or, for the people in backwards third world nations, feet, I believe, they use. Or yards, too.
Inches.
Inches, yeah.
Inches, feet, yeah. And miles, which is, they think here in the U.S. it's the best system ever, which
yeah, well,
I think it's BS.
I was talking about the metric system the other day, and there's like three countries in the world that use it. Liberia, I think Burma, and America. So you're in good company there. So I'm going to send the first one that's got one of these serial numbers on it as a PlayStation 1 memory card. And I actually put some Metal Gear Solid 1 save games on it. And I don't think it'll be usable, but let's imagine it was. Maybe it could go around the world, and as people pick it up, they could plug it into their PlayStation 1, or if like me, they've got the memory card adapter for a PS3 or something, they could actually play my game where I left off. So that's kind of cool. And I just think it deserves a Psycho Mantis-related name, like one of the caches, one of the locations will also have. And I was thinking something like, your data, where is it saved? Or one of the quotes. I think that one's from Metal Gear Solid 4. I'd probably prefer a Psycho Mantis quote from the first game, Metal Gear Solid 1. Just about how he reads your mind, your memory card. If you change, the controller ports, he can't, obviously read your mind, supposedly. And so that's why I used a memory card, because that's where your mind is, where your data is. So if anyone has any cool names for a Psycho Mantis quote, like something like MGS, where is your data, I might call it, I'm going to send this thing around the world, and it'll take years to, probably take years to get to like America or whatever. I mean, it just depends on who picks it up and takes it with them on the plane. But it should be quite cool. And if anyone would like to contact me, they can just contact the Patriot Cast. Or my email is jaywontdart@gmail.com, jaywontdart.
Okay, that's good. Also, I had an idea a few days ago, which I forgot. I'm just remembering there now. How would you feel about a slightly altered quote?
Okay, maybe for another one. Just as long as it's Psycho Mantis related, and I think a direct quote.
Well, instead of, you know, the way he read your coordinates and he knew the game saves that you had, what about, instead of saying, like, I can read your memory card or something like that, it could be like, I can read your GPS coordinates, you know, something you could, like, put down, something like that, something related to him knowing exactly where you are or something like that.
Maybe it could be the name for the location that people have to find.
So, indeed.
So, yeah, maybe where is your data for the memory card, which is going to go around the world. It's got, like, a dog tag, a metal dog tag. I put a hole in it through the plastic. Hopefully it should still be usable. I can see where I put the hole. And it's got a dog tag off it, and the dog tag is the number on it. And anyone that finds it will put that into geocaching.com to see where it is. And I'll be able to check it all the time. And, I can send a goal on it. So I could say, like, my goal is to go to where Javier lives, and hopefully it would go there, and maybe he could pick it up. Then I could choose it to go to where Calvin is or where Shomer is. It'd be great fun. And so, yeah, maybe where is your data for the memory card that's going to go around the world? And I can read your GPS coordinates for the location. That's a good idea, Calvin. But I'd love other ideas for listeners.
Okay.
How about use that one that I wrote right there? Ah, so you like Metal Gear Solid.
That's a good voice. I'll think about it, Javier.
Which means no.
Yeah. That always means no.
Well, guys, I believe it's time to call it quits. Anyone have any last quick things you want to mention? Shoma, want to finish off your first episode with anything?
Yes, I want to thank you guys for the opportunity to be here and to talk my stupid things and. So I just want to thank you all and for listening and everything, and I hope I can be back sometime.
We'll be glad to have you
back anytime.
So see you guys, and I loved to be here. So.
That's good to hear. Okay,
thank you.
Any last things from you and who's you? Who will I say is you? anything? Any last things from you and Jordan? So Javier, that was addressed at you.
Oh, okay. So I'm going first. All right.
You just say anything, just say bye or something.
No, well, I like to say bye until the next time. Very excited for our first episode of 2011. Woo. And just remember, guys, everyone who's listening out there, go to our forum, which is patriotcast.proberts.com, Twitter. I'm right now, me and Calvin are managing the Twitter, so we should be talking to anybody. I'm usually, you know, whenever I get a chance, I go into the Twitter feed and say something. Mm-hmm. Also, remember, go to our semi-sponsorship website, fangamer.com, Google Fangamer, and go buy whatever you want. Just enter Right and Dirty. And you'll get a 10% discount, okay? So that's going to help you, going to help them, and it's going to help us.
Okay, and Jordan, any last comments?
Yeah, I'd just say it was great as always to be here. And it was wonderful to meet you, Shoma. And I think, you know, I'm getting all choked up here. It was a great episode. And I think we can blame that inspirational music Calvin played before. It's really inspired
indeed.
Me.
Indeed. quick, Facebook, go. Have you?
What?
You said you forgot Facebook. Go, mention Facebook.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear you. Yeah, remember, guys, to go. If you go to Facebook, just on the Facebook search, enter PatriotCast. We should be the very first, if not second or third, thing that pops up. But
Ignore any white supremacist groups that show up, or Americans who
have guns. Ignore any white supremacists or political groups that come out on their PatriotCast. Just look for PatriotCast, and it should showcase a picture of a snake holding a gun with a very intense look. I don't know if he's in the bathroom or
like
he's
a patriot,
actually...
right?
But yeah, just look for that, and we'll be there also. I mean, we don't post very frequently, but it's because we need more people to join us, okay?
Okay. Well, that's good. By the way, as Javier mentioned, we're on Twitter. Our handle is at MGSpod, I believe. And our official email is mgspod@gmail.com. And that'll have to do it for this week. So as I desperately, in the final few seconds, search through my iPod library for some inspirational music to play us out, it's time to say bye, and we will speak to you again next week with another great episode. We don't know if Andy will be back, it's unlikely, so whether you like it or not, I'm the host now. Evil voice. But,
make sure you make sure you let Shoma off the interrogation rack as well. I think he's suffered enough,
yeah.
Right?
Sure. You're sure to untie him.
You're free to go, Shoma.
you can collect your personals now.
But yeah, from the
you don't have to walk around
right?
the hallways naked.
But just know that Meryl's gonna die now. Good one, pal.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, no, he didn't give in to the interrogation. Oh no, wait, he did. Oh no, wait, he told us everything. Okay, well, goodbye, PatriotCast fans, and enjoy the inspirational music.
Me too. sing coordination.